Welcome back to the Did You Know Show on this Friday edition here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you, where we'll teach you something maybe you didn't know before, unknown fact or unknown history, something like that. Noah's going to kick us off today. What do you got for us?
So I got like a little thing about an animal, a platypus.
Okay.
So I found this kind of interesting. I know a lot of people probably in this area like to fish. Don't know about you personally, but I like to fish a lot. I'm a big bass fisher. So bass have a sixth sense.
Okay.
To where, like, their center line down their body, where, like, the color kind of spreads from, actually senses movement throughout the water. That's how they hunt their prey down.
Wow.
Well, platypus kind of has the same thing going on. So when they gather their food, they do it without sight, smell, or hearing. And they do it underwater.
Wow.
So it's like, how do they accomplish that, right? So that makes it really hard to navigate without having those type of senses. And they can't – they don't use, like, echolocation, there it is, like bats do, because they can't really like make sounds underwater for it to come back.
Right.
But they have a sensory organ that's super rare in the animal kingdom that senses electric fields with their bill. So it's like in the tip of their bill. So they have three different receptor cells in their bill. It detects motion, changes in pressure, as well as electric signals that are produced by muscles contracting in their prey. So they actually, like, I know you, if you ever seen one, they sit there and they, like, throw their head back and forth, whatever. That's actually what they do, and that helps them gather the information, figure out the direction and the distance that the prey is. That's how they go catch the prey. This is called electroception, and only a handful of species actually have it, and most of them are egg-laying mammals. The platypus and the anteater are two animals that have it. Not many others do have it. There's a few species of fish, and then there's also bumblebees apparently have it as well.
Interesting. Wow. That's crazy stuff. Have you ever watched the show Phineas and Ferb?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I feel like that show like made a generation of like people growing up like just know what platypus are.
Yeah.
Like, just yeah, compare the platypus.
I was actually, when I was like, found this fact, a couple facts above it, said that people, I believe it was like in the 16th century or whatever, believed that they were actually mythical creatures. That they didn't exist.
Yeah.
So, funny. No, I do think a lot of people didn't even know what platypuses were until Phineas and Ferb came.
Harry!
That was a terrible Dr. Doofenshmirtz impersonation. All right, well, here, I've got one. Did you know that pistachios can spontaneously combust? I certainly never knew that. Pistachios, the salty nut that comes in the shell. So it's very rich in fat, and that makes it very highly flammable, which is crazy because, you know, you think of a bag of pistachios.
Yeah.
And they're actually able to catch fire just by themselves. But this only happens if they're packed super, super tight together. So it says you never have to worry about it if you got a couple bags up in your pantry. That's not close enough. The pressure has to be extremely high. And if they're like, so these nuts are supposed to be kept dry, of course, because if they get wet or anything in transportation, they could become moldy. But if they're too dry and there's too many of them bunched together, they can self-heat and catch fire without an external heat source.
Go vacuum sealing your pistachios.
Yeah, so if you ever those like transportation bags where you can vacuum seal everything, don't put any pistachios in that bag. I don't know whether that would be enough pressure or not, but I'm not gonna take that risk. So I think that's all I got here. But just so you know, pistachios can spontaneously combust.
Yeah, definitely don't do that vacuum sealing and put it in your luggage maybe when you're traveling because. You might catch the plane on fire, and that might be a whole other issue.
Yeah, I wonder if like air traffic control or TSA is like wary of
that.
Pistachios.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's something else to look into. All right, well, that'll do it for today's Did You Know show. We appreciate you listening and hearing us ramble about some crazy facts that hopefully you didn't know and you learned something new on today's show. We'll talk to you guys next week on the Did You Know show again, weekdays at 2:45 p.m.